those of us who live in the Atlantic Basin, that is along the U.S. East and Gulf Coast, this is good news. El Nino actually suppresses hurricane activity. It sets up upper flowing winds that go opposite where the hurricane's flowing from and tends to shear them off. I look at it like they're decapitating the hurricanes. It's knocking the tops off of them. So they can't really spin up, and that's what's happening right now. We're seeing a lot of shear going on in the Atlantic, and therefore we haven't had a season yet.
Here it is the first part of August, and normally you would see at least tropical storms beginning to form.
Absolutely. We sometimes are in the, certainly usually see two or three where it would be in the D's or E's, and we haven't had an A yet.
What do you expect to happen during this hurricane season?
Well, this is a weak El Nino. It's not they're strong ones and weak ones, but so far we've had one of the most inactive hurricane seasons on record, even going back to 1977. So it's been unusually quiet, and it looks like it's going to stay that way for a while. But keep in mind, this is a weak El Nino, so some of those storms off of the west coast of Africa could sneak through. This happened in 1992, and we went all the way to August 24th before we had a named storm, but that one turned out to be Andrew. And as we all know, that was a Category 5 hurricane that slammed into South Florida and did enormous damage on August 24th, 1992. So it only takes one bad hurricane to make it a bad hurricane season for some part of the United States, but it's going to be a slow season if everything holds up as it is. So already it's just phenomenally inactive.
For those of us who do not specialize in your field of study, let's describe an El Nino. What is it? And you talk about a weak one versus a strong one. Let's try to understand that, if you don't mind.
Well, El Nino is actually a Pacific Ocean phenomena, and that's also things that people think, oh, my gosh, how could that have anything to do with us here on the East and Gulf Coast of the United States? But it has to do with a very warm water being pushed across the Pacific Ocean to the west coast of South America. And what it does is it does a lot of things. It really disturbs the weather in Australia. Sometimes they get a lot of dust storms, a lot of forest fires. It can affect the weather in California and the United States Southwest. It tends to make it drier. And about 4 years ago, we had El Nino. We had these tremendous fires in Yellowstone and Southern California. It was actually terrible. From a worldwide basis, El Nino is a pretty bad phenomenon because of the fires, and also El Nino can, in fact, increase the hurricane activity in the Pacific Ocean. So there's a lot of things going on there. Also, it affects the fisheries in Chile, and that's really where the name came from because it tended to start around the time of Christmas. And so that's where this El Nino, the young one or the boy, came from. So, but for us here along the Atlantic and Gulf Coast of the United States, it turns out that this El Nino phenomena, this warm water, sets up this flow from west to east, and this flow of wind is very strong. It's upper atmosphere. And remember, we're really worried about the hurricanes coming off the west coast of Africa. They march from west to east. Well, this upper atmosphere flow of the El Nino winds is basically knocking off the tops of the hurricanes. It's shearing them off, and therefore they can't really spin up, and we get a much lighter season, which is what we're seeing for sure. These tropical storms and hurricanes are like big steam engines. They're sucking the energy from the surface of the water, and then it's got to go up and then form these big thermals, and you can't have that whole cycle completed, then the system shuts down and the steam engine doesn't work.
The National Hurricane Survival Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me a little bit about that? I gather this is to tell people, hey, look, don't be too complacent. This could always come up and hit you in the nose.
I was involved in that program as well, and it's basically people can become complacent saying, oh, nothing's happening. It's a free year, but it's not a free year. It's just going to be much lower than normal, but one hurricane hits your area, that's a bad year, and that can certainly still happen. As I mentioned, in 1992, we had Andrew, which is the El Nino year, and then in 1985, we had Gloria that hit, actually, Long Island area.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, was the El Nino year. So some of them can slip through, and it does happen.